Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday the 25th of October. Lots of things to cover today, unfortunately we're only 2 days away from Spurs smashing, Spurs getting smashed by Liverpool. I really am not looking forward to Sunday afternoon in any way, shape or form. In fact, I've been trying to think of what I could do on Sunday to try and avoid it. And unfortunately, I can't come up with anything. This is going to be an absolute disaster this weekend. It is going to be an absolute mauling. The figures do not make pretty looking at. Just want to say before, I know there's people who I need to get hold of, just been really busy this weekend. There may be issues with the website. The developer is on it. He did lose his family dog yesterday, unfortunately, and I've told him to take as long as he needs, and fair play to him. Even yesterday he corrected things, but just a little bit of patience from people. I know there's people I've said I'd ring and this, that and the other. Just literally time has absolutely ran away with me this week. I'm hoping. I had a really, really good meeting yesterday, which I think will be massively beneficial to the whole FTS setup going forward. I'm not going to go into details yet because we've got to have a sort of follow-up, but it's I had to go and meet someone in London, and I came home last night at sort of 6-7 o'clock, absolutely buzzing. So I think, and it will benefit everybody, really, really good. So more on that in the future, but it will help solve issues like dealing with queries and getting hold of people. The forum is open as well. You know, we're trying to move to a lot of questions being answered via the forum and FAQ section. So do please make use of the forum. But yeah, just give Ryan a bit of space, because obviously losing the family dog is, having been a dog lover myself, and I actually only met his dog last week myself, gutting, absolutely gutting, beautiful little dog it is, or was rather. So and Kevin Chell, some of you will know Kevin in Lingfield last year. Kevin's Leicester fan, good old FTS member. Well, just before I went to Japan, Kevin emailed me and said he was off to Vegas to play golf with his buddies in Vegas. Could I give him some hints on places to go, eat, things to see? So I typed him out a nice email, and that was that. And I had an email from him yesterday. He had a flipping stroke in Vegas, and he only just now has been transferred to Colchester Hospital. So I want to try and pop up and see him next week. But just thoughts with Kevin. For those of you who do know him, he's been an FTS member for as long as we've pretty much been going, and he's a good lad. I actually was pleased for him when Leicester won the league, even though Tottenham finished third in a two-horse race. But thoughts for you, Kevin. Make a speedy recovery, son. We want you back. I will try and get and see you next week. But for those of you who know him, that's that. Right, what else have I got? I've got a go in Brexit and what's going on. I mean, I don't know whether people saw this yesterday. There was a survey published, and it's quite a big survey. It's not like 100 people in the street. I think it was about 4,000 odd people, saying that people would be happy with violence against MPs and it's worth it, providing they get their Brexit outcome. And like in England and Wales, 70% of Leave voters thought violence against MPs would be worth it, and it was about 10% less in Scotland, 60%. And Remain voters was about 10% less all round, even sort of 60% of Remain voters thought that violence against, listen to what the words that are coming out of my mouth, and ask yourself, what the fuck have we become? An MP got fucking killed, and we think that violence against MPs is worth it. Just step back from whatever you voted and have a fucking word with yourself and have a look at what's going on. It is a complex issue and people have got loads of different views. That's why it's so fucking difficult. But to talk of violence against MPs and the way people act on this, I tell you, this country, it's like a fucking sink of water and somebody's pulled the plug out. And if they don't put it in, it's going to fucking disappear in no time. Fucking, it's unbelievable what is going on. And it's, I just don't get it. We're living in a world where you're just happy to accept lies, violence. This, what happened with caring about other people and looking after other people, having some thought for other people and people who may lose jobs or whatever it may be, just because you want your own way all the time? It's a fucking disgrace. It really is a disgrace. I mean, in this meeting yesterday, they asked me why I do FTS. I do it to help other people. Whether people believe that or not, I couldn't give a fuck. I do it to help other people. I love it when people like Nick email me and say he won 60 grand last year. I love that sort of stuff. I do it to help people. Where has caring and looking after and caring about other people gone in this country? It's a fucking disgrace. And if you know people of that mindset, have a fucking word with them. This is a fucking national disgrace. 3,000 odd people thinking violence against MPs. Magnify that across the country. It's fucking unbelievable. I don't know what's going on. You're a fucking... We live in a world where Boris Trump just stands there blatantly fucking lying and people lap it up because it's what they want to hear. It's a disgrace. Nothing short of an absolute fucking disgrace. And people need to step back to reality and what is going on. There is, when you've got a PM at the top office in the country standing up lying in the House of Parliament, and he is lying when he's saying there's no border checks at Northern Ireland, etc. It is lies. That is, it's nothing else. He has learnt straight from the Donald Trump playbook. When you've got Mark Zuckerberg saying that if political parties of any colour publish adverts that are full of lies on Facebook, they're going to stand. He's not going to take them down. He doesn't feel it's his job to take them down. So basically he's saying to politicians, come and advertise with me and say what you like. What is going on? I do not get it. Lazio fans walking through Glasgow yesterday were fucking making Nazi salutes. The world is fucking crumbling around us. And people are so self-obsessed about themselves. And that's, you know, it starts with self-centred MPs, self-centred on what they want and what they get out of it. You've lost all fucking sense of reality and fucking care for anybody else. It's a fucking disgrace, that's what it is. Forget leave, remain, whatever. Have a look at how you're treating other people and what is actually being said, and stop being a fucking disgrace talking of violence against MPs. It's fucking shocking. I'm fucking steaming about it. It is shocking. Right, enough of that. What else have we got? Fucking load of old bollocks going on in it. Divs. Fucking divs. I can't... Twitter, yes, I can't carry on that food debate either with the Northerners. I can't carry on chips and gravy and flipping rolls and pies in rolls. I just can't do it. I mean, it's just... I can't liaise with anybody who's having a Googler tureen. Sorry, I can't be doing with it. Having a Googler tureen, what is going on? And people talking about chips, cheese and gravy. What is going on? No wonder we're flipping full of divs. Chips, cheese and gravy. I know what we'll have tonight. Get the chips out. Yeah, got any cheese and gravy to go with that? Have a word. Where are we? Football, right. Got Ultimate. I've sent all your stuff out. I don't know. See, one of the things that we don't get a lot of feedback, and I don't mean that in a way, but I don't know what people do with a lot of stuff. Obviously, you get everything, but everybody on Ultimate, I publish the halftime CSLA results. You really should be doing those. They are possibly the most consistent thing over the years on FTS. We've only had one loss since March in the last sort of 50 odd matches now. You know, people love saying half time or 24 out of 24, whatever, and all that shit. This is genuine. We've had 23 straight winners this season. You really should be doing those. So if you're an Ultimate member, get yourself in the members area, get the results, but do check every day. I post them daily, and there is one match tonight, but make sure that you should be involved with them, even with a small bank. They're something that's operated for 2-3 years now and just keep going, so get on those. Villarreal tonight, Ultimate members, you'll know where I'm coming from. Villarreal look value tonight. Well worth a bet. Games of that profile, showing a 10% ROI, and actually with a slightly different profile, with a slightly, you know, just taking that one more step further, it's about a 16% ROI. So whilst they're odds on tonight, Villarreal look good value for the win in La Liga. 1.58 looks a fantastic price for Villarreal this evening. The old goon, isn't there? Old Pepe Le Pew came back and fucking haunted me last night. Actually, there was a silver lining because the guy who I do the bits with who fucking tipped up Tottenham at the weekend, he backed Arsenal last night. So I was cursing him on the 89th minute, but old Pepe Le Pew popped up with a couple of free kicks. I haven't seen him, but apparently quite good. He ain't very good, that Pepe, is he? He's not what they thought he'd be. See, I was never sure. 20 odd goals, but 12 of them were penalties. They may turn out alright, but runs fast. But I haven't seen a lot from him that makes me think he's going to be a legend. Let's see, Gooners think I'm picking on him, but it's just the way it is. But yes, well done, got your win. You got your win against whoever it was in the Nonsense Cup. And the old Celtic one, Jimmy Carrigan. Give you that, son. Yeah, didn't they? Did they win last night? They beat Lazio, didn't they? I'll be honest, I wasn't fully... I don't tend to focus much on that competition. United won. Did Celtic win? Yeah, they did. 2-1 against Lazio. Yeah, well done. Something about a good save, wasn't there? Good save from Fraser Forster. Yeah, well done. Well done. The old Celtic, I might have to start giving them a bit of credit soon. Dear me. Right, waffling, aren't I? What else have I got? I had an email this morning. Let's run that through. Email. And I'm just going to share it with everybody. I've answered the guy, but I'm just going to share it. A quick question. I selected a game for Lay the Draw last night. Eintracht Frankfurt versus Standard Liège. I laid it at 5.4, but an hour before kickoff, the odds have drifted to 6.6. In this case, I traded out as it was 17% profit pre-game. I just wondered what your thoughts are on this. Would you have traded out or let the trade run? And basically, I emailed him. It depends what my plan was. I wouldn't have placed the bet in the first place unless I had a plan. And my plan would have probably involved the game going in play and a goal being scored. So no, is it? The short answer is no, I wouldn't have traded out because it would never have been my plan to trade a game pre-match in that way. And the question basically is, if you do that 1,000 times, are you making enough when you're just taking the 17% to cover losses? You've got to have a game plan. Obviously, if a goal goes in, I don't know how the game went. I'm assuming Frankfurt were favourites. And they've scored first. So what's the price gone up to when they've scored first after 28 minutes? It's probably gone up to, if it was 6.6, it's probably gone up to 8.2. And you've got in at 5.4, so secure more profit. But the bottom line is, you've got to have a plan. And if you haven't got a plan, then you're going to struggle anyway. And every trade you go in, you have a plan with what you're going to do. So... as I answered him and said, if that was your plan, then fine. But if it wasn't your plan, then no. And, you know, again, I think it's people just willy-nilly punting without any sort of plan of what they're doing or why they're doing it. And that, to me, is one of the key things. It's sort of, again, I come back to, it's not always just about selections. It's about what are you doing? Just because I say, right, do the half-time correct score lays, you should be doing them for small stakes even. But if they don't suit you, if they're not part of your long-term plan, then fine, watch them and introduce them at another time. But you've got to do what is in your game plan, as opposed to, I can nick 17% there. No risk. If you've selected the game as a game that, as part of your trading, normal trades, why would you treat it differently? Just my two penny worth. It might not be right. People might not agree. It's just my opinion. Right, what else? That's it, isn't it? I think that's it. I think that's it on a Friday. Yeah, everything's done. Everything's up to date. I'll be sorting the trading out this afternoon. Obviously, we've got the rugby in the morning. I've got a couple of people around. I'm right into this now, the old rugger. This is a new me. I've got a few people coming round for bacon and sausage sarnies and to watch the rugby, but I will be getting everything up early and get everything done before that kicks off, so everything will be up to date. Yeah, crack on. Dreading the weekend. Liverpool fucking 8, Spurs 0. This could be an absolute disaster. 2 days to go. Right, tragic, isn't it, those people in that lorry? What is going on in the world? I just can't believe where values are going. But there we go. Might just be me. Violence against MPs, unbelievable. Right, have a lovely Friday. It's put me on a bit of a downer, all this. It's all a bit fucking depressing, really, isn't it? Have a lovely Friday, and I will be with you. Oh, Laurie Tinsley, if you're listening, can you send me your food choices for Lingfield? I don't know whether you listen. I've sent you God knows how many emails. You're the last man standing. I can crack away on that if you get it done. I don't know whether. No, you're a southerner, so it shouldn't be difficult to work out. If I don't hear from you, I'm going to pick something for you. Right. Have a lovely Friday, and I will speak to you all tomorrow morning.